Good morning. Good morning. What is it? March something. March 2nd. Monday. March 2nd. 7:49 a.m. It's cold. Clock says 28. That's not right. It's like, yeah, it's more like a 21. 24, something in there. Sun's up, sun's out. It's a beautiful morning. It's cold, but it's not raining. It's not snowing. It's not blowing a gale. I'm slightly sick. There are a few things in this world that I was anxious to do this morning. Less than get out here and walk around in 20 degree weather. But it has been so many days, and the not walking is taking a toll on my mood. So, as little as I wanted to, I'm out here. The last couple of weeks have been pretty painful. They've been between sick and the weather. The few days I did feel good, I wasn't willing to risk the ice and snow on the sidewalks. The sidewalks are now not completely bare, but mostly bare. There's still a lot of snow around, but the sidewalks have mostly dried out. And it's supposed to snow again tonight or tomorrow. I forget when now. Not very much. Accumulation is less than an inch, but just enough to make footing treacherous. So I figured I better get out while I can. It's Monday, and it's not Therapy Monday. It's next week. So yeah. So I've been working on Cape Grace, and it became clear to me relatively soon that I had a problem, and I kept writing and hopes that I was going to write myself out of the hole. No. So I'm like 15,000-16,000 words into this thing, and I sat down last night with a spreadsheet to deal with the dates. And, yeah, I got some great story going, but it's the wrong book. And the problem is that there's 45 years between the end of South Coast and the point in Hampshire where Sarah Krug joins the ship. Now I've got some wiggle room in there. If she was born when Otto was 38, which is not too outrageous, she'd be like 23-ish joining the ship. But there's 45 years in there, then, where the last 23 or 4 of it was her life. Now that still leaves 20-something years, 24 years, 23 years. 22 years between the end of South Coast and the beginning of Sarah's life, and I'm having a hard time coming up with a story that fits in that slot, the latter half of the slot. So, I'm kind of floundering, and I'm not sure what to do about it. because I really do want to write this book. There's pieces of it that are intriguing. I'm still trying to catch up with the book that I wanted to write when I wrote South Coast. It talked about how Sarah's perception of what happened is different from what other people think about what happened. And to be honest, I'm not sure I can reconcile it. I don't know. I mean, my thought was always that Sarah's perspective was colored by the bitterness that she wasn't allowed to be a shaman and stay on the planet just because she's a shaman. That she had to find a job as a fisherman, or she had to marry somebody who was an employee. And that she was angry and frustrated, and Otto was beside himself trying to keep his daughter safe and with him because she was a bit unusual. She was strange, in the same way he was strange. And so he worked really hard to try to keep her on planet, and yet in the end he was the one who pointed her in the direction that would give her meaning in spite of what he wanted, in spite of what he thought might be the right choice. He put it in her hands. Literally put the choice in her hands. So there's a story there. The question is whether or not there's a full novel. The question is whether or not there's a story I can tell. Now part of it is that I've been trying to find a commercial story, a fisherman story. The counterpoint story to balance this one. And I had thought I had a story with the problem with the platforms and sinking and bringing Angela Pirano over from Umber. And it was great fun, but the numbers just don't add up. She's almost 100. By the time Sarah joins. The lowest. So this might be something where in her youth maybe, in Sarah's youth maybe, that's still, she's still gonna be 80. And even allowing for the extended life expectancies, the longevity in this new universe is still not where I wanted this to go. Not where I am convinced that I can tell a story that means anything. And I think that's part of the problem, is that I am every other book has had some sort of theme, has had some sort of overarching theme. And the original South Coast was, the theme was inertia, always doing what you've always done. And then being unable to change when circumstances dictate. And I suppose in a lot of ways it's the same. And the difference, of course, is that in South Coast, they all changed. And the crux of Cape Grace is they didn't, Monk Post, they didn't change enough. And she was forced off planet. So, yeah, it's a bit of a problem. Oh, I'm using my new headset. I got a new headset. I don't know how long ago now. A couple weeks, anyway. And never got around to using it, because I never got it swapped over so that I had the clip and the windbreak on it and the whole bit. So we'll see. I don't even know if this is going to record. I hope it will. Hope it does. Hope it's good. And it doesn't help that my heels are having a winter. In the wintertime, my heels get dried out and cracked. And quite cracked, to the point of bleeding. And I'm having a flare-up at the moment. So my feet hurt. My hips and calves will hurt tomorrow. My legs will hurt tomorrow, probably. I'm not sure I can walk tomorrow because I'm not sure what the weather's going to be. One day at a time, it's all I can do. One day at a time. I'd really like to break 1,000. I'm so close. I'm like 950 something or otherwise. I don't know what it is. I need to walk. I keep saying that, I need to walk. Because when I do walk, I feel better. Even if I don't like taking the time to walk, even though I use the time in ways that are productive, talking to you guys, I use the time to think about the story, and by talking about the story, I have to put into words my thinking. Whereas if I just think, it's like spin, 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 spin. Doesn't necessarily result in anything but brain spin. Think of something to fix for dinner. I've been doing better. Oh, I also have to go to groceries. Oh, shoot. I have to get groceries today. So there's even more. Okay, well, I have to pick the kid up at 11, so I'll have to leave around 10. Which means I get about an hour. Huh. It's a little past 8 now. I'll have to leave in 2 hours. I'm still not home. Huh. Got about 10 minutes or so before I'm back. So, you know, one day at a time. Oh, and we can't. Oh, shoot. I forgot. We have to visit Engage. She got accepted in the online program over there. But she's been sick ever since she got the call saying she was accepted, so we haven't been able to go over to get her set up. So we need to do that today. Well, if that's all we gotta do, we gotta do. Ah, hiking along. It's still winter, there's still snow. It's cold. I'm wearing long johns, two jackets. My fingers are warm finally after 2 miles. Push the big hood back here a little bit. Oh, that's cold. Wow. Yeah, well, I'm almost back. So where to start Cape Grace? Or did I make Cape Grace the middle book between what I thought was going to be Cape Grace and the beginning, the end of South Coast? I don't know. I've been reading a lot lately. I read Lords of Space, Michael Wallace book, a sequel to Starship Blackbeard. It was pretty good, and clipped me again. Remember, as the next one resolves, well, at least one of the major plot points. I don't know. I forget what it's called now. Dreadnought, maybe. Anyway, we'll see. Who else was I reading? Joseph Dizell. Omega Force. That was actually pretty good stuff. I read Warship and then went back to find the Omega Force books. They were actually pretty good. I enjoyed them a great deal. They weren't perfect. If you follow my reviews on Galaxy Ranger, you'll note it. I recommended it, but not like, ooh, best thing ever. No, wasn't the best thing ever. Point of view was often broken. The story itself was okay. The story itself was pretty good. I enjoyed it a great deal. So, yeah, if you're not a writer, you're not hung up on the details of the mechanics of the writing, then it probably would work okay. But anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.